931-5882.
They got one hell of a football team at Hummer O'Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And you can attend Hummer O'Tech's open house this Thursday, January 5th, for an invitation. Call 231-5882 WAVA Arlington, Washington's Music Power.
The Hummer O'Tech Hummers.
Hey, Diana, you've been taking calls during that small commercial stop set, and what are the official results here?
Well, although he wasn't on the list, he came in with the most numbers of votes for Bill Kamal.
Bill Kamal! We forgot! Oh, great choice. Right. Hats off to our listeners. Who got votes there, Diana?
Bill Kamal got 7 votes. Bob Ryan came in with 6 votes.
Oh, I wouldn't want to kill Bob Ryan. Dave Sweeney?
Yeah, 3 for Dave Sweeney, and everybody else had about 3, Doug Hill and Jerry Brown.
Okay. We're going to go to a higher source, if you'll pardon the pun, and we're going to find out once and for all who we should torture to blame for the weather today. And I thought, what better way than to try to get the voice channeling going? There we go. Calling Ted Baxter.
Who is it?
Don Geronimo.
Ted Baxter, WJMTV News. This is news, Ted Baxter. Who's that down there?
It's Don Geronimo from WAVA.
Lou. I'm Ted Baxter, WJMTV News. And I started a small 5,000-watt radio station in Fresno, California. What can I do for you?
Ted, when Gordy the weatherman occasionally wasn't there, didn't you used to fill in and do the weather on WJM?
That's right, and now I know all the weather around the world, and I'm always right for you. I'm in heaven. I always know what it's going to do.
Ted, can you tell me, do you know what the weather is going to be like in Washington, D.C. today?
Let me look through my giant, gigantic Ted Baxter heaven weather file. Let me see. Ooh, Washington. Oh, nothing to worry about. Don't worry, Lou. Looks like you're going to have a good day, Mer. No problem at all. Maybe a half an inch, but nothing more than that. Ted Baxter, heaven news.
Ted, before we lose our transmission, I want to know, which one of the Washington weathermen should we torture to make them pay for screwing up the forecast?
I don't know. Let me get the book out again. Let me see. Weathermen. Ryan, come on.
I hope he says it before we lose the transmission.
Fred Weiss! Get Fred Weiss! He always tried to look like me anyway. Ted Baxter, WJMTV News.
Ted, we're losing the transmission. Ted? Hello, Ted. Ted.
I think he's gone.
That's it. Well, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Weiss.
That's it. Fred's going to get it today.
Sorry, Fred. 8:57, and now with the latest on all the weather, here's David Haynes.
Washington weather update. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes. News update and comment. W.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
ABA!
WAVA, Arlington, Washington.
The hottest hits on the planet.
Maximum music.
Power 105.
903 with your fun-loving Zoo Boys, and her skin is so fresh you could eat right off her face. It's the brand new one from Debbie Gibson. Heard Feist! As if they tell me, heard Feist on this station. Oh, it was Debbie Gibson. Power 105, WAVA. 906. Game we haven't played for a long time is the dating game.
Oh, boy.
For a second, we're hosting that little comedy thing on Saturday night. Maybe we'll give away a dream date right now as we play the senior citizens edition of the dating game.
How old do you want people to be this morning?
The older the better.
All right.
432-WAVA. Call us.
Excuse me, baby. Hello, sweet thing. Hey there, baby. I didn't mean to turn you on now. Don't get a hot on me.
Oh, excuse me.
What a macho idiot Robert Palmer is, isn't he? Maximum music. Power 105. Listen, when we'd be taking calls here for the senior citizen dating game. I guess not necessarily. Well, yeah, over 65, I guess,
you
right?
You want over 65? Why not?
It'd be great. If you're over 65, you'll be at home listening, right? Am I wrong about that or what?
Well, as opposed to in the home listening.
432 WAVA, Paula Abdul. Music! Power 105, I love that thing, I really do. Paula Abdul,
love that name.
Now, as I said before, does she work across the street at 7-Eleven?
I understand when she's not pouring the big gulp, she's in the recording studio, Don.
And maybe that is straight up on WAVA Radio. It's 13 past 9, and good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a very pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic, and we are sick about it. And now that they're predicting another inch of snow, it's now sunny.
Right, the sun, I'm not kidding you. As soon as they brought the new forecast in here that said it was going to snow an extra inch, that is when the sun came out.
So now the sun is out. And we're making our way down to Channel 7 today. We're going to bound and gag Fred Weiss.
Yeah, Whitey.
And then Whitey. We're gonna take a digit today because we're tired of this. Fred, just be quiet. Now just sit in the car and be quiet. You know what we should do? Would it be exceedingly cruel, like, to mail the finger to another weatherman, then?
No, it wouldn't be exceedingly cruel at all. It would
who
be the right thing to do.
Who was second on the list? Hey, Diana, who came in second on
the
list?
Well, you see, Ted Baxter determined who it was going to be, you see.
That's right. Who was first and second?
Oh, it was Bob Ryan.
All right, then Bob Ryan will get the finger in the mail.
Oh, no.
It's time these guys start predicting the weather.
I agree.
All right, senior citizen dating game coming up in just a moment, although Diana tells me many of our lovable senior citizens who have been calling are a bit too shy to play the game, and as of right now, we only have Rose. How old is Rose?
Well, Rose would be the dream date, of course. Rose Siegel is 63 years old, and she's on line number 3, and we only have one dating game contestant, one bachelor, and that's Mike Boyd, who is 40 years old, and he's a restaurant manager, so we need a couple more fellas, you know?
Okay, so stand on the line, Rose, and also, guys, time for you to call at 432-WAVA. We'll get to the senior citizen dating game in just one moment.
All right.
But now some statistics that you might be interested in
while
we wait for people to call here. These are changes between 1979 and 1988, a period of about 10 years.
Oh, good. I love stats.
And the U.S. population 10 years ago was 225 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 248 million. There were 3.4 million births in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
There were 3.8 million in 1988.
Yeah.
There were 1.9 million deaths, 2.1 million 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Abortions in 1979, 1.4 million. In 1988, 2.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Marriages in 1979, 2.3 million.
Yeah.
1988, 2.5 million. Dogs. There were 45 million dogs in 1979.
Yeah.
1988, we had 57 million dogs.
More dogs. I like that.
Listen to this, though. All cats. Right. In 1979, there were 37 million cats. In 1988, 71 million cats.
Sounds like we got a pest control problem.
Homes with TVs in 1979, we had 75 million.
Yeah.
Last year, 88 million.
Ooh.
Homes with VCRs in 1979, 1 million.
This will be interesting.
1988, 60 million.
Wow.
Homes with microwaves in 1979, 5%. In 1988, 70%.
70% of homes now
have microwave ovens.
That's incredible.
High school dropouts, 5 million in 1979 and only 4 million in 1988.
Good.
Number of farms has gone down from 2.4 million to 2.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette consumption has gone down from, in 1979, 4,000 cigarettes a year to 3,000 cigarettes a year for smokers.
That's
in
good. That's
1988.
Good news. That's good news.
And finally, Bill Cosby in 1979 earned $3 million. That was his income.
He was already making serious money.
In 1988, he made $82 million.
I think I'm going to be sick. I always get nauseous when I hear that statistic.
And on that happy note, at 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, we're ready for the senior citizen dating game. And Mike, I see that lovely Rose has no new takers.
No, she doesn't, Don. Unfortunately, it's still only Mike Boyd, who is 40 years old and a restaurant manager.
Hi, Mike.
Morning.
And Rose, how are you, my dear? Rose?
Hello.
Hello, Rose.
Rose, darling, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I was just dreaming, watching the snowstorm.
Rose, it is snowing where you are. Where are you calling from, Rose?
I'm calling from Lanham, Maryland.
And Mike, where are you calling from?
Hagerstown.
Okay. Rose, I guess as of right now, Mike is the only contestant. We'll start the game, and as more contestants call in, hopefully, we'll have more questions for you. Okay, Rose?
Okay. Yeah.
And now remember, Mike and Rose, this would be for a dream date that we've selected for you this weekend. The first question for bachelor number one, also our only bachelor at the moment. Go ahead, Rose.
Do I ask him a question?
Yeah, you can ask him any question you like, Rose.
Just like the real dating game.
What do you do for a living?
I'm self-employed.
system.
Self-employed. I would have a question for you, Bachelor number one. If you were any fruit at all, what fruit would you like to be?
Oh, a watermelon.
A watermelon. Bachelor number one.
Boy, it's going swimmingly, isn't it?
I have another question for you, Bachelor number one.
How about the desert island question?
Go ahead, ask him the desert island question.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, if you and Rose were stranded on a desert island and there was only one piece of clothing left on the entire island, would you give it to Rose or would you wear it yourself?
Oh, I'd give it to Rose.
Mike, we've got good news. Another contestant standing by on line number four. Let's go right to line number four. Hello, line four?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Ron Turner.
Ron, how old are you?
20. Oh, Lord.
Rose, would you go out with a 20-year-old?
No, I have children older than that.
Okay. Sorry, pal. That means we're back to Mike again.
Yeah, it looks really nice for Mike right now.
Mike, we have one more question for you. Are you ready, my friend?
Yeah.
Question would be... Now I'm having a tough time coming up with a third question.
Mike, I'm trying to think like a bachelorette now. Mike, in your most romantic voice, tell Rose that you want to go out on a date with her.
Gee, Rose, it'd sure be nice if you and I got together.
Boy, you melted my heart, Mike.
Hold on.
He doesn't sound too enthused.
Hold on a second, Rose. Thank goodness we're going to try another contestant here. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
I'm Mike Senioglu, manager at Arby's in Springfield.
Why are you doing this jive accent on us? Talk in your real voice.
Come on.
No, seriously, Mike Senioglu, best manager in the world at Arby's, Springfield Mall.
You really are a manager. Where are you from originally?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Italian, from New York.
How old are you?
About 20.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Rose, guess what?
What?
You've won a dream date with Mike.
But can I go out with my daughter? She's be a better age.
Oh, no, Rose. The dream date is just for you and Mike Boyd.
And we've got quite a dream date planned for you two kids this Saturday. Are you guys ready to hear about your dream date?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, tell Rose and Mike about their date and when it starts.
Rose and Mike, your date starts on Saturday afternoon as you go to Subway and enjoy two delicious foot-long subs from Subway Sandwiches and Salads. Then it's right off to the movie theater where you enjoy the matinee show as a pair of tickets are yours to see Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at any Cineplex Odeon theaters. But, Rose and Mike, it's not over then. You'll go and get a suntan together as you enjoy a free membership to the Sun Club in Alexandria. Then it's off to Lido's Pizza for dinner, where you'll enjoy $25 worth of Lido's food and beverages, good at the Arlington store only. And then it's the biggie of the evening. You have a pair of tickets to go see Robert Klein, Sinbad, and Jerry Seinfeld in the first annual Comedy Congress at the Warner Theater. That's Saturday night at 8 p.m. But it's not quite over, because you get a one-hour Moto Photo holiday pack, including a club membership, a roll of film, and one in enlargement to enjoy your dream date from the 1989 dating game, kids.
Hey, where?
You must be thrilled.
I'm thrilled.
It's an all-afternoon, all-evening date.
I'll bring the mailer.
And Rose?
Hello.
And what happens after the comedy show? That's strictly up to you two consenting adults.
Yeah, you're going to get mad now, but I didn't know what was going on. I am married.
You're married. Does that bother you, Mike?
Oh.
It bothers my husband.
Oh, Rose, you tramp.
My daughter is 28. She could take over for me.
Perfect.
All right. Well, I guess you heard it there, Mike. You're going out with Rose's 28-year-old daughter.
You're a lucky man, Mike.
Yeah. Can you both please tell me what station you're listening to right now?
105 Wava.
And, Mike, just out of curiosity, what restaurant do you manage?
Oh, this isn't the guy from the Arby's.
No, yeah. This is Mike Boyd.
This is the guy who's self-employed, right?
Mike Boyd says 40 years old restaurant manager. Oh.
Mike's Diner.
Where's Mike's Diner located?
It's in Hagerstown.
In Hagerstown. What kind of food do you serve in Mike's Diner?
Greasy food.
Greasy food. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Thanks, kids.
Thank you.
You know, I was sitting at the computer last night, typing out this morning's show.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know, I haven't done the dating game for about a year, and I couldn't remember why, and now I remember why.
It all comes back to you, doesn't it?
23 past 9 at WAVA. David Haynes will have a weather update for you in just a moment.
But just think, won't Rose's daughter be thrilled?
And we'll continue with our tribute to Dan Quayle on his 42nd birthday. Plus, we haven't even talked about that stupid Andy Griffith show last night that had the DJs killing each other.
Yeah, fabulous show. And hey, that show is really something with Don Knotts back on now.
I felt so bad for Don Knotts. And you know, that's another show. If you happened to see that show last night on Channel 4, it's another show that portrays disc jockeys in the best possible light.
Oh, sure.
This one DJ is accused of killing another DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does the DJ do who's accused of murder, a first-degree murder?
Right.
He goes and he beats up the general manager of his radio station, punches his fist through the wall, goes into a restaurant and beats up another guy. Mm-hmm. And then didn't he go terrorize somebody else too, his manager or something?
Yeah, he went to another manager and he stormed into the office and shattered the glass door to the radio station. That's after he threw the food all over his agent.
And he's being charged with murder. And Andy Griffith is talking to him like, you know, you could go to jail for a lot of years. And he's like, hey, you jive daddy old man, I'm a DJ, okay?
And guess who figures out the crime? It's none other than Don Knotts.
Now, when did they sign Don Knotts to be on this show?
I think it's sort of a sympathy role. I really do. I think Ange just wanted to help Barney out.
You know, and I felt the sorriest for him. Did you see the scene where Barney came down? I mean, Don Knotts came down a little early and wanted to fix Andy's faucet.
And he had his red toolbox.
And his toolbox. And then, of course, the scene ended hysterically when he punched his wrench on the faucet and all the water came spurting out in their faces.
You notice that Don Knotts now has gone back, though, to the old Barney Fife sniff, where he kind of goes, yeah, okay, Ange. Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
DJs and Don Knotts together in one happy package. 25 past 9 at WAVA Killer Weatherman time. We'll be right back.
Famous, and I never listen to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Mara, but I always keep my dial to Power 105. What a way to get a headache in the morning.
Coo, 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 coo.
Beauty, I'm doing the whole one.
Yeah, okay, go.
Coo, 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 coo.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh, Don?
And you're listening to the Don Geronimo Show in stereo, which is why there's two of us here.
Yeah.
Okay, good day.
Good day.
Hi, I'm Bob Ryan, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo on Power 105, WAVA.
It's an epidemic, and it's getting worse.
Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes. News, update, and comment. Don't look now, but 15 million, count them, 15 million American women are victims of battering, rape, and other forms of physical and sexual abuse each year, right here in the U.S. of A. And U.S. Surgeon General Everett Koop says the number of battered and abused women is increasing by 1 million a year here in the U.S. So he and Luella Klein, a former president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, have begun a program to make doctors more aware of the problem, including OBGYNs. This so doctors can refer battered and abused women to counseling and other assistance. In the words of U.S. Surgeon General Koop, no man has a license to beat and abuse a woman and get away with it. And no woman has to accept a beating and suffer because of it. End quote. In Canton, Michigan, hear this, a college student, age 20, she has been having nightmares the past 3 years, nightmares nearly every night, ever since her mother disappeared. 3 years ago, she's been having nightmares about her missing mother being tied up or locked up. And now, after 3 years, she couldn't stand those nightmares any longer. So the 20-year-old woman pried open a locked freezer. She pried open a locked freezer in the basement of her father's home. And lo and behold, inside that freezer, she found the body of her mother. Now, police had closed the case a long time ago, treating it as a missing person case. But now they've charged the girl's father, the father, age 45, with murder. Says he killed his wife in a fit of rage 3 years ago, then stored her body in the freezer because he could not bear to part with her in Canton, Michigan, near Detroit. While you slept, the U.S. shot two Libyan MiGs out of the sky. It happened over international waters in the Mediterranean. The Pentagon says the Libyan fighters took provocative action twice. So U.S. fighter jets shot down two Libyan MiG-23s over international waters. Happened a few hours ago. U.S. State Department says the downings had nothing to do with that new chemical weapons plant in Libya. David Haynes, Spark Toast and Coffee Time. It's now 9:30, 9 and a half.
If you haven't seen the excitement, you haven't seen the world.
If you haven't seen all the
other choices. You haven't seen the world.
At Herb Gordon Auto World, we want 1989 to be our biggest year ever. And that means sensational savings for you starting right now during our New Year's celebration sale. Celebrate and save at Herb Gordon Oldsmobile in an elegant 98, 88, or all-new Cutlass Supreme. Celebrate and save at Herb Gordon Nissan in the new Maxima, 240SX Sentra, or a rugged four-wheel drive Pathfinder. Celebrate and save at Herb Gordon Dodge in a new Dynasty, roomy caravan, or tough Dakota pickup. And don't miss the savings on the outstanding selection of late model previously owned cars at Herb Gordon Auto World, located in the Montgomery Auto Sales Park on Route 29 in Silver Spring.
If you haven't seen Herb Gordon's, you haven't seen Herb Gordon's,
save during the New Year's celebration sale at Herb Gordon Auto World, one of the wonders of the world.
And there are going to be a couple of slow areas because of late accidents in Reston, one at Reston Parkway and Sunset Hills Road, and at Pinecrest Road and South Lakes Drive. Also up north, an accident on 355. It's south of Middlebrook Road. And the rest of the area looks like it's pretty much winding down. Watch out, though, on the side streets, secondary roads, the driveways, and some of those bridges and overpasses are going to be still slick. QVC Home Shopping Network is one of the best places to shop in the privacy of your own home. Look for QVC Home Shopping Network on your local cable system and shop for quality, value, and convenience. For more information, call 1-800-TV-CABLE. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Just ahead of much more music on the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Don't get flaky over the S word. It's just a little white stuff. Scattered snow showers this morning, up to 1 inch additional accumulation possible in a few spots. Going to be partly sunny this afternoon and windy. Today's windy high, 32. Tonight, clear, down into the teens tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 35. Partly cloudy, partly sunny. Take your choice. Some widely scattered snow showers around the area. Winds out of the northwest at 18. Temperatures, Dallas 30, BWI 28, National 32. 32,
fun-loving degrees.
At 9:32, 28 in front of 10, I am David. David Haynes, news, update, and comment. W.
You said the B word.
ABA.
Don and Mike.
All kidding aside, Dave, I really am an idiot.
WABA.
It's a cavalcade, Paul. It's a cavalcade of stars.
Hi, this is Emilio Estevez.
And this is Demi Moore. And we never listen to Don and Mike on the Power 105 Morning Zoo.
No way.
They're geeks.
Hey, this is Leonard Scott, legend in his own time with the Today Show. And when I'm in Washington, D.C., I only listen to WAVA and Don and Mike. They are two, without question, without a doubt, the most exciting, delightful, incredible, and entertaining guys that I've ever known in my life.
Hello. Hey, this is Rick Holmes of The Family Feud. And the survey says, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara in the morning on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Chuck Norris. And I would never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, The Morning Zoo, on Power 105, WAVA.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and you want to know two people I never listen to? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And what station don't I listen to them on? WAVA.
Hello, this is Arlene Sorkin, Calliope Jones on Days of Our Lives. And I must say that I never, ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA, unless I'm really nauseous.
Hi, I'm McLean Stevenson, and whenever I want to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, I come all the way to Washington just to hear the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is not Alfred E. Newman, it's Rick Astley, and that is why I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, I'm Arch Campbell of Channel 4, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on The Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah, I'm chilling down here with the two fat men on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Robin Williams. I'm with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on the Morning Zoo. Waiva 105. Waiva 105. Waiva 105.
Hi, I'm Larry King. I never listen to Don and Mike. I listen to Waiva at all other hours. I love Waiva, but Don and Mike, yuck.
Gosh, I'd rather listen to Donald Duck quack all night long than to listen to Don and Mike on WAVA, huh? Oh, and hi, Bart. How are you?
Hi, this is Rick Dees, and you're listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA. Everywhere in the country there's a Morning Zoo, but these guys are really special.
Hi, I'm Natalie Cole, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. They're disgusting on the Morning Zoo Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze, and you know... Really, I have to give you one piece of advice. You never, never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike, oh, whatever, apostrophe, whatever his name is. Oh, Mira or some stuff like that. I mean, they're the Morning Zoo dudes on Power 105, W-A-U-A. I mean, V-A. Well, see, I told you, you shouldn't have me do this kind of thing because these guys aren't worth knowing.
Hi, I'm Lyle Alzado, formerly with the L.A. Raiders. And you know, I'm friends with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And if you don't listen to the Morning Zoo on WAVA, I'm going to sit on your breakfast.
Hi, this is Judd Nelson, and I never listen to Don and Mike on Power 105 WAVA, the Morning Zoo. I have taste.
Hi, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Hokey smoke, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. The Morning Zoo on Power 105, WAVA. What do you say, Bullwinkle?
Hi, this is Sheena Easton, and I never, never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on The Morning Zoo on Power 105, WAVA.
Oprah Winfrey Singers, 20 before 10 with Don and Mike, scattered snow showers all over Waveland. Maybe another inch today. That's what the boneheads at the weather department are saying.
And who knows what they'll say next, Don.
31 outdoors right now. Phone scan coming up next. Won't you please dial recklessly? 432-WAVA.
May the good Lord be with you.
Hello, hello. Here we are. We're back.
Maximum Music, Power 105. Want to come up here with Daddy? Where are you? Come on up here.
Hold on a second, we're just getting Mom off to...
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Right here.
Making a live in-studio appearance.
Oh, Mars. My guy. Hi, sweet guy.
Hi.
Hi, oops, you have to sit on Daddy's lap, I think. Let me put you right up here. Hi, Bart.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, you want to ring that bell? Okay, go ahead, you can ring the bell.
Hi.
Say hi, everybody on the radio.
Hi, everybody on the radio.
Oh, Mommy going to go get her hair done today?
Yeah.
That was a nice Christmas present from Daddy, wasn't it?
Yep.
And you're my excuse today for not having to go to any meetings with any of the pinheads that work here. Do you know that? Yeah, you like ringing that bell, don't you?
He's nodding his head.
Yeah, okay. Daddy's going to talk on the radio now with Uncle Mike, okay?
Daddy, can I put a horn?
Can you blow the horn? Yeah, okay, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, give him the horn. That's the other sound effect in here. Here's the horn, Bart.
Here's the horn, okay.
There you go.
You want to do it again? There you go.
Good job, Bart.
What do you want to say?
He just
comes up and puts his mouth right up on the microphone.
Presses it right up like that on the microphone.
Tell everybody how old you are.
3.
How old will you be on your next birthday? Did we have a nice Christmas?
Yes.
Who came and brought you lots of nice presents?
Santa Claus.
Yeah. All right, tell me something. Are you a good boy?
Yeah.
Does Daddy ever spank you?
No.
How come?
Because I've been a good boy for a long time.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Give me a kiss. Oh, that's my sweet guy. Well, you being a little shy now?
No.
No, you're not being shy. Okay. Daddy wants to answer some phone calls, okay?
Okay.
Is that okay with you? Okay, you sit right there. After we answer the phone calls, you want to sing Kokomo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoops.
Oh, you dropped
the bell?
That horn.
Oh,
call
the horn.
Frank. Call Frank to come get it for you.
Yell Frank, Bart. Go, Frank!
Frank!
Hey, you got to yell loud. Frank, Bart dropped his horn.
Oh, let me get it for you.
Tell Frank to get your horn.
Get my horn.
What's the magic word?
Please.
Boy, please.
Like I got Frank on the floor.
Like father, like son.
There you go. What do you say to Frank for getting that for you?
Thank you.
You're
That's
welcome.
A good boy.
You know, never too early to teach Bart that pecking order.
It's 9:46 at WAVA. So Mom is on her way downtown to get her hair done.
Oh, you got her one of those big deals where she goes and gets the facial and the whole thing?
Yeah, and hopefully there will be some Jamaican guy or something who will make love to her also. Well, now, you and Daddy got to share this microphone.
Hi.
You're taking Daddy's microphone away from me, aren't you?
He's a natural. He's grabbing the mic. I like this.
Okay, here we go. 432-WAVA. Daddy and Uncle Mike can answer the phone, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hello. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi there. Is this Don?
Yeah.
Don, hi. And hi, Mike. My name is Molly. I'm calling from Rockville.
Molly Dodd.
The days and nights of Molly Dodd. Molly Ringworm.
Yeah. And
Molly Hatchet. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
man. Molly Brown. I'm
hi.
That was Bart saying hi.
Bart's there?
Yeah, Bart's here.
Hi, Bart.
Hi.
How wonderful. Bart, I'm moving to Los Angeles this week, and I'm calling to tell your daddy and Uncle Mike that I love them very much, and I'm going to miss them.
Can you say thank you, Bart?
Thank you.
Oh, did you break that horn again?
I can fix it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for listening, my dear.
I'm going to miss you guys. I have my cousin Sandy promised that he's going to tape the show once a week and send me tapes. And I just think you're the best on the air, and you're just fabulous. I love you. I'm going to miss you.
Hi.
Okay, Bart.
Bye, Bart.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye, my dear. Good morning, WAVA. Oh, thank you. Hello, WAVA. Good morning.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Oh, hey, did you break that again?
Yeah.
Now, what do you do when you want somebody to fix the horn? Who do you call?
Frank.
That's right. Yes, my friend. You're
Frank,
on the air.
Frank,
yeah, I got a suggestion for the news stations in the area.
Yeah.
That if they would just give their weathermen an office with a window, it'd be a lot easier for them to predict the weather.
You know, I agree. We've been in a lot of those TV stations, and
there are no windows in most of the TV stations.
You get back into these little weather cubicles, and they don't even know what's going on.
That's right.
What do you say to Frank for fixing that horn again?
Yeah.
You're
welcome. That's a good boy. Thanks for listening, my friend. Hello, WAVA.
Hi. I'm also moving out of the area, and I wanted to...
We lose more listeners that way.
Huh?
We're dropping like flies. Why are you leaving?
I'm going back to Penn State.
Oh, all right. You're going to keep going that torrid romance you're having with Joe Paterno?
Yes, it's...
Hi.
Hi, Bart.
Hey, don't put your mouth on the microphone.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear what Frida said?
Sean Hall uses that microphone.
Did you hear what Frida said happened at home today?
What?
Before she left with
the toothbrush?
Now, did you put your toothbrush in the potty today, Bart? Did you put your toothbrush in the potty?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because Ben told me to.
Because Ben, his cousin, told him to. And somebody had gone pee-pee in the potty, didn't they?
Yeah.
That is not good. Daddy is not happy about that.
No.
You're not going to do that again, are you? Bart, now turn and look at me. What do you say when Daddy tells you something?
Your song.
That's a good boy. Okay.
Don't put your toothbrush in there, Bart. That's not good.
You know who does that? A man named Jim Elliot. You think Jim Elliot is some kind of bad name, don't you?
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
It's okay, Bart.
It's okay, sweet guy.
Hi, Bart!
That's Charlie.